Thou owest unto me thine own self. Gratitude. Philemon, verse 19. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. Paul writes a very touching and personal letter to Philemon. God has showed us the true heart of this apostle. Led by the Holy Spirit, he seeks to reconcile a master with his servant. You see, Onesimus had run away from Philemon, but right into the arms of the apostle Paul, who was in bonds. Paul says, Paul, a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He writes to Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. He writes to him pleading for the runaway slave that became a Christian under Paul's watchful eye. Are we not all runaway slaves to sin, and that we were captured by others for Christ? Yes, others who preached the gospel in Christ's stead to us, and then were used mightily for the Lord's sake? Never forget that God uses means to save you. He uses others. He used men and possibly women who were willing servants for you to be saved. God uses people. I think of the evangelist that was used the night when he preached and the next day that I was saved, and the pastor that called the evangelist in to preach the word of God. You see, God uses men. He uses women. So he appealed to Philemon, not as an apostle with authority, but as a brother beloved. He pleaded for Onesimus, who had sinned against his master and ran away and possibly stolen from him. But Paul reminds Philemon of his labor of love toward him and says to the effect, Don't forget, Philemon, how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. How quick we are to forget about the Christian labor of others invested into our lives when quarrels or disagreements arise. And yes, these are sadly times that we must depart from others and stand up for Christ. But we do not have to be hateful or spiteful. And we can remember them for their work's sake and thank God for them and pray for them. Sadly, we forget who the real enemy of souls is when we stand. You know, I have found it is harder to have the right spirit when I stand than it is to actually stand up for the truth. Paul beseeches Philemon to accept Onesimus as a brother beloved, no longer a servant. He wishes him to be well loved and forgiven. We can think back to God's loving kindness and forgiveness towards us, and this ought to make us quick to forgive those who have wronged us. Remember the investments of others into your life. Though you may not be able to walk in perfect agreement with them now, and God may have grown you past that, and their positions you cannot hold to, but you can thank God that he used men, and we owe the Lord and we owe those who invest in our lives a debt of gratitude for their work's sake. I'm reminded of two men that invested into my own life, and though I do not walk in agreement with them perfectly now, I know that God used them greatly to do a work in my life. And there may be men and women in your life that invested into your life. They invested into your Christian life. And though you cannot walk with them today because God has showed you that their walk may not be according to righteousness and true godliness, and that you would not be in agreement with their doctrine and such, you can thank God for those men and women, and you can pray for them and ask God to show them the truth. Ask God to bring them along. And if he never does, or they never obey him and they never follow him in that way, you can still always be grateful. It is not a compromise to be grateful for those that invested into our lives. It is a sign of maturity and understanding. But to live in quarrels and contempt and to live in vanity, or to live with a spirit of arrogance over others that are wrong, is a vice or a sin that will catch up to us. But to be grateful, God will never punish us. It is not compromised to be so. But though Paul was in perfect fellowship with Philemon and understood that, Paul was able to write to him and enjoy that same fellowship with him, knowing Philemon's own steadfastness and that he would follow those things. Be grateful to those who invested in your lives, even if you cannot walk with them today.